every starter has a game like you had last night during the course of a spring. Is that how you look at it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of positives I can take from that game. More so than the negatives. Obviously, the biggest negative is the command, and that was really the only negative of the game. The positive is, I got out there and I sat out there for a little bit, got some endurance up, and I'm probably out there for 15, 20 minutes the first two innings, and it builds endurance and. So, yeah, I mean, there's, the hits that I gave up, they weren't hard hits, I don't think. Two ground balls, got through the hole at second base, and two soft line drives to left field. And, without the walks, those are just base hits. But obviously the negative of it was the walks and the lack of command.
So the walks and lack of command, you don't want to go back-to-back. So does that put any internal pressure with you on the next time out? Or?
No, not at all. I was just the first two innings I was trying to be a little bit more loose, relax a little bit more, and I think maybe a little bit too much. Just as far as the arm, not being tense, trying to just let everything go smooth, and I think I was almost kind of pulling my body away from arm a little bit, which everything was high. And, made the sinker. My sinker was cutting the first two innings. And, finally the third inning, I got some good ones in there and got the ground ball over my head from Hosey. So it was working. Everything was working a lot better in the third inning. Just kind of, went back to the basics of what I've been working on, in the off season. And my biggest thing is kept telling myself to replace the front shoulder with the back shoulder. And it just helps me stay online a lot better, and that's what I did in the third inning. It was a lot better. Didn't get to get through that inning just because of pitch count, but it was a lot better than the previous innings.
Does this still come down to getting used to your new physicality, as we'd like to?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I know, what to expect of myself now. I think throughout the spring starts, and I think it's pretty clear to me, how to work my body. While I'm on the mound, so I don't think that's an issue anymore. It's more of just being consistent with it.
You found you where you needed to be in that third inning. Is there something that you can do while you're out there on the mound in the middle of an inning where you're losing that control to bring it back?
Yeah, just replace the front shoulder with the back shoulder. That's about it. I told reporters last night. I said it's. I need to get better at that that in-game adjustment, pitch-to-pitch adjustment. But I was trying to work on something, as far as, just kind of a little bit less tense, a little bit more loose. And so I was trying to work on something. And obviously after the second inning, I knew I had a lot of pitches. So, just went out and, did the basics that I've been doing, and it was a lot better. So I'm still going to try and stay loose, but, also stay online as well.
What do you mean by that, staying loose?
Just relax your shoulders and not be so tense. Usually when I take the mound and I'm in my windup, my hands are up on my face. And so I just tried to, relax shoulders and pull my hands a little bit more down just to get that shoulder drop and not be up here and just keep them, down there.
In terms of the endurance with the high pitches in the first two innings, how did you feel like your arm responded to that?
I felt good, man. I felt great today throwing. Really after every start, I felt good throwing the next day and, days after into my next start. It's, I think that has a lot to do with my off-season, regimen as far as, what I do after I throw as far as weights and shoulder exercises and probably a little bit with the body too.
And in game, you felt strong as well?
Yeah, in game, I felt great. I took a notice to when I came in after the first and second inning that I was sweating, but it wasn't, I wasn't like, breathing hard and I wasn't, trying to catch my breath after that. So that was pretty surprising to me because I haven't had that, in the past years. Usually after a little bit even shorter inning than yesterday's, if I was out there for, an extended period of time, 10 minutes, I'd come in and, have to catch my breath a little bit. But last night, I came in, sat down and, breathing was normal. Didn't feel like I had to catch my breath.
Do you feel like there's a little bit more of a spotlight on you this spring, coming off of last year, all the changes you've made? Or maybe I think people are looking at you a little more closely to see what goes on.
Yeah, probably just the whole velocity thing. I would imagine that's probably the one question on everybody's mind, you know, what I threw that day or whatever. And last year I was worried about that, worried about what other people were thinking, saying, everything like that. You know, this spring training, it's about pitching, no matter if it's 90, no matter if it's 85, 80, whatever it is, it really doesn't matter to me. And I was talking to Pappy today. I feel like this year it's more of me trying to work on it, you know, just mechanics-wise, as far as the speed of my pitches go. I feel like I'm trying to work on it more on my off days, and I'm not thinking about it at all during my start days. Whatever I have that day is what I have, and that's not, you know, it's not a thought in my mind when I take the mound. It's more of you know, constructively trying to work on it, you know, trying to maybe figure something out. But it's not even in my off days, it's not my focal point. My focal point is to get my work done and you know, throw good sides and everything like that.